This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov Tuesday doubled down on Russian claims that Kyiv plans to use a dirty bomb in Ukraine, warning the West it was dangerous to dismiss Moscow's position. In recent days, several Russian officials have claimed, without evidence, Ukraine was preparing to detonate a so-called dirty bomb, a device that mixes conventional explosives with radioactive powder or pellets designed to spread radioactivity throughout an area once detonated. In an interview, Scott Roker with the Nuclear Threat Initiative says he thinks it's unlikely that Ukraine would use a dirty bomb.
That makes zero sense to me. As I said previously, there's no battlefield advantage to using a dirty bomb. It wouldn't change the course of the war. I see it as more of a pretext for something, some escalatory step on the Russian side if something were to happen. I don't see any reason that Ukraine would want to use a dirty bomb in this war.
Ukraine, U.S., the U.S., Britain, and France have all denied the claims, and Russia has made those claims without evidence. European Union leaders are meeting in Ukraine, are meeting in Berlin Tuesday to describe what, or to put together what they're describing as a new Marshall Plan for the rebuilding of Ukraine. The Marshall Plan was a U.S.-sponsored initiative that helped revive Western European economies after World War II. The conference involves representatives from national governments, academic institutions, and international organizations. The EU said the talks would cover how to prioritize Ukraine's needs and what options exist for financing projects. Ukraine says repairing the damage caused by the war, including rebuilding destroyed homes, hospitals, schools, and factories, would cost $750 billion. The World Bank puts the cost at $350 billion. This is VOA News. Following a meeting with Britain's King Charles III, the new Conservative Party leader, Rishi Sunak, has officially become the new British Prime Minister. At a meeting at Buckingham Palace, the King invited Sunak to form the next government. Earlier Tuesday, the King officially accepted the resignation of former Prime Minister Liz Truss. Speaking in front of the Prime Minister's official residence, number 10 Downing Street in London, Sunak paid tribute to his predecessor, Truss, saying she was not wrong to try to improve the economy. To improve economic growth in the country, and called it a noble effort.
But some mistakes were made, not born of ill will or bad intentions. Quite the opposite, in fact. But mistakes nonetheless. And I have been elected as leader of my party and your Prime Minister in part to fix them. And that work begins immediately.
A Russian court has upheld the 9-year prison sentence handed down to American basketball star Brittany Griner for a drug possession, rejecting her appeal earlier Tuesday. Griner, an 8-time All-Star center with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury and a 2-time Olympic gold medalist, was convicted August 4th after police said they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil banned in Britain in her luggage at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport. The Moscow Regional Court ruled Tuesday to uphold the sentence. In the ruling, the court stated, however, that the time Griner will have served in prison will be recalculated with her time in pretrial detention taken into account. Myanmar's military junta is denying civilians were killed in airstrike carried out Sunday against an ethnic rebel force. Leaders of the Kachin Independence Organization say the attack took place in part of the Pakhan Township during a celebration of the 62nd anniversary of the group's founding. The Kachin News Group says about 80 people were killed in the attack, including members of the Kachin Independence Army and several civilians, singers, and musicians performing at the celebration. The number of casualties could not be verified. The junta issued a statement saying the airstrikes were in response to ambushes and other alleged terrorist attacks in the region carried out by the KIA, and called reports of civilian deaths rumors. The United Nations issued a statement Monday saying the excessive and disproportionate use of force by security forces against unarmed civilians is unacceptable, and those responsible must be held into account. Philippine authorities allowed a major airport to partially reopen to international domestic flights Tuesday, despite a damaged Korean airline stuck in the grass near the runway after a near-tragic accident Sunday. The airport on Mactan Island in Cebu Province is the country's second busiest. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.